What's the name of the podcast, Ethan?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, it's not comedy.
It's not gonna be a podcast. It's gonna be a fucking train wreck.
I wouldn't say that.
I've been fucking day drinking all day.
Same.
Well, not all day. Since about 11:30.
Yeah.
Bloody started.
I've been on the furfies.
You bloody like over. The old furfies.
Well, they're good value, mate. Can't go past good value.
You can. It's called taste.
Nah. Told ya. I don't get on that fucking craft beer IPA.
It's bullshit. It's not even about, like, craft beer IPA. It's just about good taste in beer. That being said, I can't say I've ever had a furfy. So I'm speaking from a place of...
Well, it's an ale, so, you know, it's a bit different. I'm stepping out.
Yep.
Oh, I'd appreciate it if you fucking just stay in your lane, mate. Just get back.
Yeah, nah, fair enough. I'll back off.
Yep.
I like the old lagers. I can't say I've tasted a lager that I didn't like. Ever.
Oh, yeah. What's a sahi? Is that a lager?
I'll Google it real quick.
It's a dry. Yeah, it is a lager. There you go.
It is a lager?
It's a rice lager.
A rice lager.
That's my other go-to. I love that. They're usually good value.
I don't mind the old Asahi. Not bad. I've been on the CCs today. Fucking, like, I was chatting to one of my workmates and was talking to me. He bought a 10-pack of CC. So I finished on the Friday. Went out in that big fucking thunderstorm that come through because I got out of me drink. And, went to go buy a 10-pack of that. It was $38 for a 10-pack.
Buy a bottle for that?
Well, yeah. Yeah, exactly. So I was like, all right, well, I looked around for some beer because I was like, well, I'll get beer if I can find a carton for $38, which is usually not far, you know, about $40 for a carton. Couldn't find anything. I think it's lockdown. I think lockdown, everyone's drinking heaps. So apparently, and I don't know where I heard this, but apparently marijuana use has gone up. But drinking isn't as there's not as much drinking. So people are fucking smashing cones, but they're off the beers.
Well, I've been drinking more since lockdowns. I'm doing my part.
Yeah, well, you're one of the good ones, mate. Yeah.
I haven't even been smoking bombs.
Yeah, well, let's bring up this legacy video. Straight up, let's talk about that.
Oh, Carl!
I've been
that munted one.
It's so good. Can you play it? Can you play it for us?
Yeah, I can play it.
Yeah, fucking chuck it in there so we can talk about this.
I don't know how I'm gonna.
Oh, can you?
Is that gonna work?
I don't know. Will it? Oh, I can listen to it.
You should be able to view my stream.
Yeah, I can view your stream.
Is it there?
Yeah, I can also hear myself.
Yeah, well, here you go.
Barry was in the merchant, right? No, not the merchant, you know. The fucking Casablanca next to phase one or whatever. Anyway, Barry was in town. My boy was like, yo, that's Barry there. Even. I was like, all right, lad. You fucking won me money on the bet. He turned around, he said, good on you, lad. Sound bluff. Shit, I hope it's sound bluff. I need a bat.
What is he even saying, bud?
A friend of the podcast. Was it St. Paddy's Day? Was that what he was... I caught St. Paddy's or Paddy's Day.
I got no idea.
No, that's 17th of March.
Something about a party and a bet. He won a bet or something. I don't know.
He's a monster. He's a fucking monster.
He's fucking munted.
He's back in the UK. He's back in the UK. So I guess he was partying. He's catching up with all of his friends. I can see him posting about shows and stuff like that. Fuck, I hope he comes back, though.
Yeah, be good.
I might reach out. I might send him a message. But, oi, you coming back to Australia, you mad dog?
If you want.
He's one of my favourite, like, he's one of my favourite comedians to watch. Like, straight up. He's, because every show's essentially unique. Like, yeah, he's fucking, yeah. He's taught me a lot. He's given me some really good advice on bits.
Yeah, don't do it.
I don't think he's. He might have said maybe once, like, nah, that joke's no good. I don't think he has, though. I think you're probably the only one who's ever actually come out and said to me, don't do a certain bit.
Yeah.
Like, just before, that reminds me, just a story. Just before we locked down, our last show before we locked down, I was chatting with Wilson. Good friend of the podcast. He's been on the podcast. He's one of the three people that listen to this podcast on the Uj. I sort of said to him, I was like, hey man, the worm jokes had its day. You should probably write a new joke.
Fuck you. That's a good one.
It's off a meme. It's a meme. Like, Yeah. It's like, you can't. I get it. Like, I've accidentally used memes before. We were talking about that. I was like, what was one of my lines? And
you were doing weird flex, but okay.
Yeah. That and that turned out it was a meme.
Yeah, that made me cringe.
Yeah, that was a meme. I didn't realise it was a meme. I didn't realise when I was saying it was a meme. But, yeah, you can't use memes as your premises or punchlines. I think it's too... It's not stealing jokes, but it's...
Oh, yeah, it's just fucking... It's just cringy using memes. Like, you're not on the internet.
Yeah.
If you're on the internet, fucking go for it. But you're out in a club. Like, that's the last thing I want to hear is fucking memes when I'm out at the pub having a drink or if I'm going out to watch a comedy show. Like, I don't want to be reminded of the fucking internet.
Yeah.
I'm there to get away from that because I spend too much fucking time on it anyway. Like, I'm on Reddit every fucking day looking at shit, looking at stupid fucking memes. I do not want that at a comedy show.
Yeah.
That's just me. Some people might fucking love it and you might put memes in your jokes and you might get a huge following from that. I don't know.
Maybe. And I fucking think Wilson is cringe. Hilarious.
It's cringy as fuck though for me.
A little bit. It's gross. Yeah. I fucking love Wilson. Wilson, if you're listening, I love you. You're a fucking legend. I wish I was as funny as he is at his age. Like, that's one of the things. Like, I was kind of, like, going up through high school, I was, like, kind of funny, but not overly. Like, you'd probably say that right now, to be totally honest. But yeah, I was like, fuck, man. I don't think I'd, I would have ever... I don't know. Do you reckon you would have started comedy at 18?
Yeah, I don't know. If I started it then, I'd probably put in the same amount of effort that I did now.
Mm.
I was... Yeah, it wouldn't have been great, though. Would have been like that same... Like, just doing edgy shit. But, like, worse. when you're younger?
What?
Oh, I was I like that that fucking that Reddit thread about Butsy that came up. Fuck, that was funny. Well, I don't hate Butsy as a person. I don't agree with his fucking whatever his views and shit are on certain things, but that's like with everyone, you're not going to agree on everything. That's fine. But just for some of the like the roasts that were in that thread, they were fucking funny, dude. They were brutal. And the funny thing is, someone made that exact same thread posted 3 years ago, like, what do you think of Isaac Butterfield? Pretty much the same title, same post. And I reckon it might be Isaac, like, putting a post up to see, like, gauge what people think of him. And I could be completely fucking wrong. Like, it might not be anything to do with that. It might just be a complete coincidence that someone made the exact same post 3 years apart. I just happened to stumble across it because someone put it up. Like, one of our mates shared it, and they're like, have a laugh at this. I was like, yeah, that's pretty funny. And then I went to Google it to find it again, and I found the old one. And I was like, oh, shit. Because I shared it with Brooke. I was like Googling it to find it for Brooke. I'm like, oh, you'll get a laugh out of this. Like, if anyone's going to get a laugh out of it, it's going to be you.
Oh, yeah.
So I sent it to her. She's like, that's fucking funny as.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brooke's not a fan of Isaac in any way.
No. They had a little beef.
Yeah, but anyway, a
little beef in that the aside, comedian chat.
If that is the case that he wrote that post, like, first of all, it's a bit fucking crazy. But like, I understand why you do it, to get a gauge of how people like are thinking about you. It's
do you want to give people context? Do you want to give people context? Because
of what
kind of? So just to cut you off. Sorry. The context of this conversation right now is on Reddit. There was a thread that was, what do you think about Isaac Butterfield?
Yeah.
And the majority of the comments were, all he does is talk about like trans or cancel culture or cyclists or vegans.
Yeah.
And all he does is shit on them. And he basically says the same thing over and over again. And that was the majority of the criticisms, but obviously a lot funner. Sorry to cut you off.
That's all right. I'm just looking at it now. I'm looking at the old one, the 3 years ago one. It's basically, they're all saying that shit 3 years ago too.
Yeah.
But fucking, if he's the one that made that, like, I got to give it to him. That's some big balls to, like, make that and then fucking read through it. And just see what people anonymously will say on the internet about you. Like, that's fucking insane, dude. Like, if
I
you
can't imagine he was the one who did it.
Maybe.
Like, if he was, and then, like, so he gets that feedback, which is all you talk about is vegans and cyclists and trans people.
Yeah.
And it's, if he makes that thread, why would you be like, okay, I'm just going to continue doing that?
Yeah.
Like, because that was exactly the feedback he's getting today, like, which is
true.
Like, so I can't imagine he's making that thread.
I don't think so. And I looked into the accounts because I'm a psycho, and like they look like legit users that have like heaps of posts. I don't think it's him. If it was, I'd be like, fucking, that's actually pretty ballsy move. Like, if you're famous enough to make that, like, make an account and ask people about yourself like that, that's fucking pretty good way to judge where you're at. But, fucking brutal.
Should we do it? Should we be like, there's this podcast? What do you think?
I don't want to know. It's fucking awful.
I can't imagine. Like, I can imagine.
Hey, do you want to feel absolutely shit about yourself for the next week? I'd probably quit. I'd probably be like, fuck it, I'm not doing this anymore. I don't want to know. For me. I don't care what people think. I'm fucking doing this for me.
Yeah.
It's not that I don't care. I really care what people think. I just don't want to hear it. That's the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I try and be the opposite. I hate, obviously everyone hates when you get negative feedback, like that feeling of like, yeah, inadequacy and shit like that. But the growth that comes from it is, it's so much better. Like, just in work, like every time I've had like a shitty conversation with my supervisors, like, hey, like, you fucked this up. Why'd you do it? And like, I give them the thing, and like, especially like my old supervisor, man, she was brutally honest with me, man. And it was like, it was the best thing for me. Mm. It sucked in the moment, especially when you're like, fuck. Especially when it's someone you respect as well, because I genuinely really respect my last supervisor. Respect my new one, but my last one as well. And they're just like drilling you, like, don't do this, like, fucking, like, what are you thinking? Like, one of the things is like essentially saying, like, what were you thinking when you said this? And I'm like, fuck, yeah, all right, fair enough. Like, yeah. And the lessons and the feedback, you know, I took it on, made me so much better at my job. But you just like, fuck, it sucks in the moment. It sucks in the moment when you're like, yeah. And for me too, like, they'll pull the calls up and they'll listen to the calls with you.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh.
But that's like, I don't know, like, that's brutal. Like, even if you just listen to your own calls, you'd be like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Or like, oh.
Dude, it is next level.
But to have someone else sit there, that's like what we do with our sets. Like, if you've recorded a set and then you're like, we play it back to each other and you're both just like, oh, I shouldn't have done that. Or, oh, yeah. What the fuck? Yeah, it's fucking insane to have that for like work.
Yeah, yeah. So, but it's good. It's the best way to get better.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's, yeah. If I didn't have stand-up, that whole process, I think I would have quit. Honestly, I think I would have quit my job. But I had to go through that and not being used to, like, listening to my old sets.
He's just bombing at work. He's just bombed at work.
Yeah, worse than bombed at work. Like, just said retarded shit and then get called out on it. Like, why did you say that? Like,
I don't know.
A, it was wrong. And B, you just sound like it didn't say to me. But, like, looking back on it, I'm like, I just sounded like a douchebag.
Yeah.
I was like, bah. Oh, man, it makes your skin crawl, man. Yeah. I've had it on this podcast as well. I've said shit on this podcast where I'm like, oh, why did I say that?
Oh, yeah. Fuck, I've done it when I've edited some and listened back to it. I'm like, oh, man, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
But then you can't stop it, like, in the moment when you're just talking with someone. It's hard to be aware of it, of what you're doing all the time.
Oh, dude, I've had those instant regret conversations where, like, I've been talking with people and I've said something and they get this look on their face like, oh, you're a fuck. And I'm like, oh. Oh, that's going to stick with me for the next decade.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what do you do? You're like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm a dickhead. Sorry. Like, whatever. Yeah. Whatever, man. Like,
I was dealt the hand I was dealt. I'm just trying to get through this shit, just like everyone else.
Yeah. Exactly. So I hope in those conversations when you do it, you're like, oh, fuck, I hope those people still aren't like, still don't judge me. Maybe,
but that, like, those people have done retarded shit as well.
Yeah, everyone's been fucking retarded. Yeah. Everyone's been retarded in their life. It's more one of those things like where you're just like, oh, whatever. Like, I fucking said it, I did it, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody fucks up. That's why, like, I see someone fucking up. I like been trying to be more aware of this these days. Like, you see someone doing something retarded, and you're like, maybe they just don't realize, or like, maybe, Like, they're usually good, but they're just having a bad day or something like that. You just don't know what type of day they're having. Like, I was at Woolies, and I saw a woman that, like, had the mask, like, down under her nose, which just, like, defeats the purpose of wearing the mask. And I was like, I could be like, oh, why is your mask not over your nose? And I'm like, hey, it's none of my fucking business, and I've got my mask on, so I'm fucking sweet over here.
Well, your mask isn't protecting you. Your mask is protecting other people.
That's right.
That's the point of the mask.
Yeah, it's to stop spreading fucking germs and shit. So she's probably like breathing fucking nose germs all over the fucking potatoes at Woolies. But I was like, you know what? Fuck it. If that's the way I go out, I'm not going to ruin her day. I couldn't give a fuck. It's like, it's my time to die. It was like that.
Yeah.
Like you saying the flag burner that you saw.
Yeah. Yeah, let's give some context to this story. I was walking our dogs, and I saw, like, I'm walking along, and I saw, like, a fire at the front of this house. It's like someone, like, doing, like, a bushfire, or they're burning rubbish, I don't know. And, like, as I got closer, I could see someone holding the Australian flag and burning it. And me being me, like, you know, 10 years in the military, I'm very patriotic. I love Australia. And I wore that flag on my shoulder every day that I went to work. Like, it's a pretty big thing for me. And then, walking and saw that lady, back to your point. Like, you see someone being a fucking retard and you're like, ah. Like, do you say anything? Do you say anything? Or do you just be like, whatever?
Because you've got to be ready for a fight. Like, you've got to be ready to go to DEFCON 1.
Yeah.
And I'm like, do I really want to go to DEFCON 1 with some fucking Karen at Woolies? Like, or I can just get my shit and leave. Like, how many other fucking retards have been in here without masks or, like, not done it properly today? Like, you can't fucking stop everyone from being retarded. And, like, I'm not the last bastion of fucking mask defense at Woolworths. Like, it's not my fucking job. Honestly, like, should be someone else there to tell her that's, like, employed at Woolworths. Like, I'm not an employer at Woolworths. It's none of my fucking business. So I'm just like, fuck it. Honestly, not my problem. I was like at the hospital. Yeah, I went up to the doctors because of my concussion the other week. And I was sitting there and there's just some bitch just off her tits out the front. Just it's pretty crazy. I think I got the video. I'll play the audio of it at least. It's fucking wild. She's just taken something. She's outside the doctor's surgery and having a great time, gotta say. She's fucking having a real good time. Here we go.
Off her head.
Have you heard this?
You're gonna have to chuck it up on Discord stream.
Hang on, it's coming. Oh, sorry, that was the second video. That's when she came back. She came back into the surgery later, and her face was all busted up. Like, her and her friend, like, went off somewhere and then came back.
Yeah. She fell over.
Must have done a header. Could you hear?
Probably not.
She's just like, woo. Yeah, she sounded like the time you were in the shower just losing your shit. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was just making noises, just riding the wave.
Maybe never been fucking.
Oh, she had been fucked up
before.
Oh, no, you should have seen this woman. She had lots of experience. She looked like a meth head.
Yeah.
She was covered in scabs. She was just all fucked up.
Yeah.
And the friend that she was with was there to it was like a parole check-in or something. Like, she had to get drug tested so that she didn't go back to jail. And then the friend that she's with is just out there off her fucking dick. And I'm like, oh, you might not be passing this test. Like, if she's that fucked up, like, what have you been into? You've been hanging out with her. It doesn't look good for you.
How do you hang out with people like that if you're trying to be sober?
Oh, fuck that. Yeah, that's how they get done, that. So,
So,
fuck it. Just have a little bit.
Yeah, like, it's... it's fucking hard. If people are around you, and I admittedly have never been, I've never been physically addicted to drugs, but it's like if someone around you was doing drugs, how do you not do drugs? How do you not do that? Like, I've been at parties at your place when you were living in Sydney, had no intention of doing drugs, and someone fucking racked up a line. Yeah, they rack up a line. Want some like, drugs? You want to do it? And I'm like,
yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Sure. Of course. Drugs are free. All right, I'll do it.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What was it? Ritalin. We were doing lines of Ritalin with your old housemate. He's like, you want a line of Ritalin? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah. Rack it up over the bass. Over your fucking bass stereo. And away I went. Watch that crazy movie called Brazil. That's, yeah, that's part of the reason why I think maybe I've got ADD. I can remember so much of that movie after I took Ritalin.
I don't even remember the movie Brazil.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I was like, I remember the opening scene to that was like a piece of paper floating through. It was like a big paper mill or can't remember the context of it, but like.
When the fuck were we watching Brazil? Why were we watching that at a party?
Man, it wasn't even a party. It was just like, it was right after I had that breakup, and I was just coming up to yours every other weekend.
Yeah, right.
And you had a list of movies that you were watching. Like,
oh, cooked movies.
Yeah.
It looks
pretty
cooked. I'm looking it up right now. It looks fucking, it's a dystopian science fiction black comedy film directed by Terry Gilliam. Yeah, I think I can sort of remember it. Sort of. I remember the scene of like the, it was like a Pegasus like horse with wings or something flying in the sky or some shit.
Oh, there was that. There was like every now and then he'd like, there'd be like a fucking big robot fight. Yeah, there was like a lot of things like fucking their like reflection of how food's going to be in the future. And
yeah. These are, like, I used to watch heaps of those movies. I can't anymore. I put one of them on for, like, 5 minutes, and Shaz just fucking, nah, this is fucked.
Oh,
not doing it. Like, really? Nah, don't want to watch that. It's stupid. Like, oh, okay. I guess.
It's not stupid. It's just, like, you just...
Just doesn't...
She doesn't get it.
Nah, she just doesn't get it. Yeah. Unless it's, like, some Disney fucking film that's just, like, in a little package that's just, like, here you go. It's just fed to you. Like, spoon-fed.
There's nothing wrong, like, I'll be honest, in her defense, right, sometimes you just want to fucking watch something.
Yeah.
And it's just brain, like, fast food for the brain. It's just garbage.
Dude, the Lego movie, like, is one of the greatest fucking movies to watch. And it's just that. It's just, like, easy watching. You just digest it and you feel good afterwards and you're like, all right, that was kind of nice for the soul.
Yeah.
That wasn't like a fucking psychological rollercoaster, but sometimes you just need to fucking open your brain up a bit and watch some fucked up shit and be like, wow, that was fucking different. Because otherwise you just get bored. Like, oh, I can't watch another fucking Disney movie. Am I over it? I need to watch more of the, like a horror movie or something and then level it out with a Disney movie maybe next week. Like, you can't just watch horror movies all the fucking time. Turn into a psycho. You can't just watch Disney movies all the time because otherwise your head gets soft and you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I started watching, have you seen Squid Game?
No.
It's basically they take people with like crazy debts and put them in this death game. And the winner gets out of their debts. And we're watching the first like 20 minutes of it, and this dude's just a degenerate gambler. And he wins and then loses the ticket. So, or he doesn't even, like, he wins, he gets his crazy payout, and then all of his debt collectors turn up at the same time.
Yeah.
And he's like, fuck, all right, I've got the money. And then he, like, looks in his pocket and he's lost the money. And you're just like, oh, man. And I was watching it, and I'm like, it's a really, really good show. Like, it's, everyone's, like, raving about it. And I'm like, fuck, man. I just see this human being, and I'm like, oh, man, it's so sad. I'm like, when you've got an addiction like that and you can't fucking get away from it, and your whole life's falling out.
Like, oh, it's like,
I had to turn it off.
Yeah, Requiem for a Dream. It's like that movie. It's like, you want to be sad after 2 hours? Check this out.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's brutal.
Yeah. What are you playing here? White Lives Matter.
Yeah, this is... So, you know All Gas, No Breaks, the channel?
Yeah.
He's now Channel 5 with Andrew Callahan. He's like made a new channel.
Okay, 2 million views.
Yeah, fuck, I couldn't find him for ages because he was doing All Gas, No Breaks.
Yeah.
And they were sick. They were the best fucking news docos ever.
Oh, next level.
And he's fucking really good at what he does. It's very subtle, but he just gives people enough rope to hang themselves.
Yeah.
Like, he just plays dumb and just asks them, like, oh, yeah, what do you mean by that?
And the cheap suit and the microphone. It's
fucking great. I watched that Vice documentary of him. It's fucking interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's watch this. This is insane.
Fucking shit! The fuck out of here, commie motherfucker! Hey, this is our town, motherfucker! Try to take it!
If they start shooting, get behind me. Hashtag white privilege.
Chick in the background.
Oh, yeah, just eats it.
Look, this one here. She just takes her head up.
Yeah. She's jogging. Oh, she rolled her ankle.
Yeah, that looked fucking...
She rolled her ankle.
That looks bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, she saves the face, though. I've been there at 2 o'clock, jumping off the train. Assassinated
Kobe Bryant. This guy looks like my dad.
Kobe Bryant. They tried to kill Tiger Woods in that car accident recently.
Why?
The Kobe Bryant deal is that he had dirt on the Clintons. I love black people. I love everybody. We're all God's children.
Isn't this a White Lives Matter rally?
Well, I'll tell you what. This whole thing with the virus, with BLM, with Antifa, that was to hurt President Trump. And the reason that President Trump wasn't back by January 20th, the reason he hasn't been back yet, is because he didn't want to have civil war. I think you know where I was on January 6th.
Where were you?
I think you know where I was. Trump is still...
so funny.
He can't come out and say it.
Yeah.
He was at the fucking...
Yeah. He was storming the Capitol. Yeah. Fucking wild, man.
He's got a boot full of Trump.
Yeah. I don't want to play the whole video because it's fucking 5 minutes, but... Dude, it's fucking... All these videos are awesome. And it's got one with Chet Hanks that came out like a week ago. It's fucking gold. I watched that. I was just like, yeah. Fucking white boy summer. Holy shit. Yeah, I don't know. Chet Hanks is a fucking weird cunt.
What do you, like, that's the thing, too. Like, you grow up, your dad's a world-famous actor, Chet Hanks.
Yeah.
Your dad's a world-famous actor. He's loved by... Have you ever met anyone who like Tom Hanks?
Who would what?
Have you ever met anyone who doesn't like Tom Hanks?
Oh, no, never.
Never?
Yeah.
Like, universally, very loved. Like, every TV interview he does, he's charismatic, he's a great actor, he's an incredible...
I don't like him, but that's...
You don't like Tom Hanks?
No, I don't.
Why?
Because of that one, it was Ricky Gervais doing the Golden Globes or something, and then they cut to Tom Hanks after he says something funny, and he's just like, oh, I don't agree with it, oh, pulling this weird, oh, fuck you, Tom Hanks. It was funny. Like, have a laugh, cunt. Like, I don't want to hang around you anymore. Like, you used to be cool. You used to be Forrest Gump. Like, nah, fuck that guy. Don't.
Well, all right.
I'll try and find it.
So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And they were actively looking for people in the crowd
who laughing
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they were looking for that shit. And, okay, if you're rocking up to something where it's supposed to be a celebration of your achievements over the last year, and someone gets up on stage and just demolishes everything you've worked for, like...
Yeah.
He's not in on the joke. He's not in on the joke. In his defense, he's not in on the joke. He doesn't understand the context of what's happening. He's just like, what the fuck? Like, we're here celebrating.
As if he couldn't, like, Tom Hanks is an intelligent man. Like, he would be able to figure out what he's doing, surely.
But he's in that world, man. Oh, he's in that
his
world.
His head's so far up his ass that he can't fucking realize that. Well, then guess what? Tom Hanks is a fucking douche.
Yeah.
That's the name of this podcast. Tom Hanks is a douche.
Yeah. Yeah. I like him as an actor and stuff like that. Obviously, you don't know what they're like behind.
He's fine as an actor. Whatever.
Yeah.
I like the movies that he's been in. They're fucking great. But yeah, I wouldn't want to hang out with the dude. I wouldn't get along with him.
Probably not, no.
Chet, on the other hand. I reckon I'd get along with Chet.
On the other hand.
Yeah, I reckon you're hanging out with Chet, you're going to have a good time. There's got to be black women involved. You might get
He'd
your dick
sucked. He'd never come on the podcast. Do you want to try and get him on the podcast? You want to start DMing him? And be like, hey, man, please come on our podcast.
Oh, man.
Like, yeah, Chet Hanks. Like, but growing up, the son of Tom Hanks, and I guess he didn't get out much, and all his personality just seems like it's based off fucking internet culture and music.
Yeah, it's like, fine. That's what everyone is these days.
He pretends to be Jamaican. He's a white dude who pretends to be Jamaican.
Yeah, it's a good shtick. I like it. He's got something going. Who else has done that? Like Eminem. Fucking first white dude to be like doing black rap. Fucking kills it. Chet Hanks starts doing Jamaican rap. But Snoop Dogg tried. Failed. Chet Hanks. Fucking might just do it. Remember when Snoop Dogg went to Jamaica, came back, started doing a fucking Jamaican rap? So everyone was like, nah, dude. Nah.
He
tried to be Snoop Lion. Everyone's like, nah.
Stay in your lane.
It's not happening. That's how you know you smoke too much weed. When you try and change animals.
Change animals. What do you mean by that, friend?
Well, he was Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
And that
now he's Snoop Lion.
And he tried to be Snoop Lion.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah.
I didn't think it was that that crazy of a comment to make.
Look, that's why I gave you the opportunity to say what you meant.
Fair enough.
Dude, it's fucking next level, and he's. You can't say he's not somewhat talented. You listen to White Boy Summer and it's like, yeah, all right. Like, I fucking really don't agree with the fact that you're a white dude pretending to be a black Jamaican.
He's not pretending.
And
he is Jamaican. Leave him alone. He's 100% legit.
Okay. But look, man. Do you think he writes his own music? Do you think he laid down the beat for White Boy Summer?
Probably not. He probably paid a black guy to do it.
Do you think he wrote his own lyrics?
Oh, he might have had some help with that. He doesn't sound like the type of dude that would be able to come up with great raps. Just from the interview that he did, it was kind of like, oh, yeah, this is very basic. Yeah. Check this video out, though. This one's good. Have you seen this?
Bonus Beggar?
Yeah, Bogus Beggar.
Okay, no, I haven't.
And to get some eat.
Don't feel sorry for this panhandler. He's phonier than a $3 bill.
Please help, but spare my... my wheelchair today and all my coins, somebody take it.
Gary Thompson is known as the bogus beggar of Kentucky.
I appreciate you guys busting me.
Thompson is infamous in the bluegrass state for pretending he's disabled. He reportedly has a degree in speech pathology and easily imitates the voice of a mentally disabled man.
My bead boy, I'm just playing. I gotta go, y'all. I gotta make some money.
Wheelchair hugging huckster.
He's just hustling, man.
Yeah.
Thompson claims he makes six figures. Free from his pathetic panhandling act.
I don't think he's making six figures. Straight up. I think he's told him that. I don't think he makes that at all. No. I reckon he makes just enough to get by, maybe.
He's got a degree in speech pathology. I don't even believe that. Honestly, he just sounds like a dude pretending to be disabled.
Yeah.
Like, you don't need a degree for that. Like,
oh, yeah, they're, like, trying to link that he's a speech pathologist, so that's why he's got the skills to imitate a retard.
Yeah.
Like,
dude, I'm not going to do it right now, but I can do that voice. I can do that voice 100%. That'll turn into a fucking thing. That'll turn into a thing where I'm, like, dragged into the... this HR and okay, explain this.
So this is why you need a job where you're unfireable. Like I have. I'm fireable, but like really.
Yeah, but like you don't earn as much money as me. That's what I mean. Like I got two mortgages. That's a problem. They get you.
That's how they get you.
Yeah.
Our Louisville affiliate took their cameras undercover to blow the lid off Thompson's sick sob story.
What's wrong with you?
He's just gone full retard.
I was hit by a truck when 9 years old, but I know hurt that bad just a little bit.
I know hurt that bad a little bit left side.
Left side, he may freeze that.
Hey, so
what are you asking for?
Money.
He's doing Simple Jack.
Or a bus fare.
He's not even a fucking... That's not even legit. He's just doing Simple Jack. Yeah, he sounds like Simple Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. You make me happy.
4 years in university. What does he do? He buys a wheelchair. And
good on him.
Allegedly makes six figures. We see it as well. There's a lady that walks around Newcastle.
Yeah.
Who just fucking will be like, oh, have you got like, I lost my money, bus fare, like all of that shit. And I'm like, I know you get Centrelink. I know you get Centrelink and you probably get disability. Like, what are you doing? She's fat, so she's not smoking crack. I'm just like, ah. I tell her the truth, which is I don't have any money on. I don't have any cash.
Yeah.
I think the last time I spoke to her, I was like, do you take FBOS?
Nah.
Yeah. She'll abuse you though as well. I remember we've been out the front of the Crown, and she like yell at you for not fucking giving her money.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh man, I miss the Crown. I miss the Crown.
Oh, dude, you want to learn stand up comedy online?
Yes.
Figure this out. This is just I fucking hate this. This is one of my pet peeves, is these fucking retards trying to... Damn, I've been saying the word retard.
Scroll back up.
Who's
that person on the bottom right? Sid Singh. Ah, he looked like an Australian comedian.
Oh, Sid Singh, of course. Everyone knows Sid Singh.
Yeah.
Let's Google Sid Singh. Fucking, I have no idea who that is.
Nothing on YouTube.
I've never seen a single
video. Comedy.
All right. I think I found a video. Oh, yeah. I found a Facebook page.
Yeah.
Here's a clip. See if he's funny. This is the guy you're going to give money to teach you comedy. And this is more research than most people do that sign up for these courses.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to look up if they're funny or not. Alright, off to a good start.
Man, Danny's right. I go by Sid, but my full name is actually Sedant, alright? Which means at one point, my family got to choose between the nicknames of Sid and Dante, and they picked wrong. People named Dante grow up to be NFL.
He's doing exactly what I do, which is make fun of your nickname.
Yep.
Yep. Taken the Sid Singh, taken the Sid Singh comedy course, clearly. Even his tempo is the same as fuck me. Dude, you're awesome. I do work for you, Mum, and she told me about
okay. He's got 2,200 views.
He's got more views than we've got, like, to date for all of our podcasts.
Write classic novels. People named Sid grow up to be 80-year-old Jewish men.
Novels. Jewish men.
I've never met a Jewish man since.
I get it, because he's Indian.
Yeah. Fuck, man. This is like watching me, but a browner version. A browner, skinnier version.
In Australia, we do, obviously. That's our... yeah. Oh, it's just in India, obviously. Oh, I love the obviously line when you hear it. I've done it.
Me too.
I'm fucking guilty. As guilty as any of us.
Me too. Self-deprecating comedy, that's my entire act.
Obviously.
Obviously.
Of course. I was there for a bunch of weddings, thanks a lot, guys. I met my cousin for the first time. I'm pretty sure that dude was gay. Well, okay, actually, you know what? At this point, I kind of just hope he's gay, so I'm not the homophobic one. But... very manly, and he has a lisp, all right? And, okay, that does not mean you're gay, all right? Now, because to be fair, I'm not very manly, and I have a lisp. It doesn't mean you're gay. But it doesn't mean one of us is gay, right? Like, don't forget ourselves. I just hope it's him.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah.
I like
that
bit. That's kind of funny. That'll get you in trouble these days. That's why I like it.
Yeah, this is
2012.
23rd of March,
yeah,
2012.
It's pretty dated. I'd probably have taken this down by now if I was Sid, because that's not okay anymore. You're not allowed to.
It's not like anyone's seen it.
You're not allowed to out your third Indian cousin.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I had to say, of course, I was an Indian because in New York City, not a lot of people know I'm Indian, which doesn't help. They think I'm Mexican. Because New York City does not like Mexicans, right?
Yeah.
I've never been like, no one's ever seen me and been like, hey, hold up, come on. I've never been that way. It's always been, hey, get the fuck out of the way, Jose! All right? Which rhymes, but it's still racist. I know what racist. I'm always like, you, man. I never feel like I'm a good Indian. Like, I hate being someone's first Indian friend, you know? Because I'm not good at it. Indian friend, and then
he's doing the Liam bit about not a good gay. This guy's doing I'm not a good Indian.
Well, he predates Liam's bit, so maybe Liam stole his bit.
He stole Sid Singh.
Maybe Sid Singh course for comedy.
Maybe he's got the Sid angle.
He's like, Sid Singh's like, all right, rule number one, you have to tell them what you're not good at.
Yeah. Oh man, I think Liam does it better, to be honest.
Been there
for, I'll be honest,
to meet their second Indian friend. So, something's not working. They always ask you the worst questions, too. They're always like, hey, Sid, what about the caste system? Am I right? Bet you hate the caste system. Oh, I was like, do I hate the caste system? Well, I'm from a good caste, all right? I love the caste system. The caste system,
this is a long 5 minutes.
Thing I will ever get to be.
Yeah. I feel like the crowd's just kind of laughing because they know the tempo.
Yep.
And they're just laughing at what he's saying. Like, it's a good, warm crowd.
Yeah, you get like, that sometimes.
You do.
If you're lucky.
It's what I count on. It's what I count on.
After someone's gone up and crushed, you just keep riding that wave. Just
you got to.
Keep it going.
You got to.
Hopefully they don't realize I'm a fraud.
I don't have a day job, obviously. And
You did obviously.
Again.
He did it. We killed it. No, he didn't do obviously. He did of course I was before. And now he's done, obviously. the open mic fucking pitfall.
Yeah.
I don't have a day job, obviously, and due to that, I'm super lonely, man. I'm getting bored, and it's kind of weird. Like, I just started. I got the comic books, all right, which is not a good look, all right. Like, you know how lonely that means? That means that one.
All right.
Point, I was
all
like,
right.
What
yep.
Batman is up to.
He's touching on your material here, Chief.
He is.
Figured it out. Getting into comic books at the age of 23 is like getting into cats at just any age, really. It's a downward
God damn it,
spiral.
He's rampant.
But you know, I haven't read Batman. That dude does not make sense as a superhero. He doesn't. He's too rich to be a superhero. Like, you're in the 1%. Calm down, Batman. Like, I'm just saying, if you sold the Batmobile.
He sounds like 10% black, which is weird for an Indian dude, but it's probably from living in New York.
Yeah.
We could probably pay for a hospital, all right?
That sounds black as hell.
All right?
Mm.
I'm just saying,
I've gone from 10% black to black as hell. Just the way he said hospital.
Point, right? Batman must have saved a family's life, right? Saved a family's life. And Bruce Wayne is all three of them foreclosed on their house the next day. Right? That's how 1% works. And I'm like, oh, I don't know. The worst superhero, definitely the Hulk. I think he's by far the worst. Because he has the worst catchphrase, you know? His catchphrase is always like, hey, I'm getting angry, and you won't like me when I'm angry. As opposed to who? Who are we clamoring for when they're angry? I've never been like, aw, Joey.
Gordon Ramsay.
Getting pissed. When he gets pissed, he's a real tickle monster.
This is probably pre-Gordon Ramsay.
I cannot wait.
No.
Isn't it?
No.
Damn, if I was a heckler in that crowd. Destroy this cunt.
But they are into Twilight. It's not as cool. It's fun, man. Twilight. But you know what? I've actually come to respect Twilight. I really have. I finally saw those movies. And you know what? All Twilight really is, at its core, Twilight's just, it's just women's liberation, guys. It really is. Because for years, men have been going up to women and being like, hey, woman, that's how we talk. We want you to be skinnier. We want you to have bigger breasts, and we want you to have a nicer ass. That's kind of messed up if you think about it, right? And finally, women were like, all right, you want us to be skinnier? You want us to have bigger breasts? You want us to have a nicer ass? Well, fuck you, we want you to be vampires. Chick.
What?
Mate.
What is that? What the hell is that? See, I thought he was going to go with, well, you want us to be all of that? Then we get to fuck dogs and pasty men.
That's the punchline right there.
Just go with the fuck dogs. Yeah, well, we get to fuck dogs.
You're like, what?
Yeah, all right, Sid. I'm sure... all right, we'll play it out. It's only good.
I'm not okay with this, man. Then they added werewolves, that the darker hairy men would feel included. It's not the same. When your girl has to choose between necrophilia, bestiality, and you, and she still doesn't pick you, and it's tough to get up in the morning. All right, guys, I'll see you.
He should have just done that.
Yeah.
He should have went straight to that first.
Yeah. I know.
Fucking Elsa.
I'll be back. I've got to go fucking take a whiz. I will be back in a second.
All right, go take a piss and we'll wrap this up. Please hold. Oh, he's back. I'm listening to on hold music.
I like it. I like it.
Fucking Sid Singh's got management, brother. Look.
Yeah?
Fucking 13th of May. He's been signed on.
Fuck just
yeah.
then.
Yeah. So if you start out that bad, it only takes fucking 9 years to get signed. We've only got 8 years to go. And well, we might get signed.
What does every comedian says? Like, you're not good until you're about 10 years in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I'm sure Sid is fucking awesome now. Man, our stuff that we first started out with would be way worse than that.
Dude, my stuff now. My stuff now. Like, I not like jerking myself off. I can say I've killed before. Can say that. Can say I've had like entire rooms roar with laughter. I've had people literally like catching their breath at my jokes and stuff like that. I've had that. But I suck. I still suck. I still fucking suck. Like, I'm not anywhere. Like, that's not the norm. Like, those situations, not the...
Poor Sid. Like, we went to the fuck... Why'd you pick Sid? We had four comics to choose from here that are running this workshop. The other three are white, and you picked the only brown comic to shit on.
I'm about inclusiveness. All right.
Poor
like,
Sid.
Yeah.
I think we should go back. We'll do Matt Price next.
Yeah.
Next week is Matt Price. Oh, fuck.
What do they say? Those who can't do, teach.
That's exactly right. How dare they try and give back to the comedy community?
Yeah. You don't see fucking Rogan running stand-up comedy fucking out.
No, he's too busy fucking taking horse drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Anyway, I don't agree with doing comedy courses. If you're going to do stand-up, just get your ass to an open mic. It's as simple as that. There's no money involved. You pay with your dignity.
Yeah. I've watched like comedy courses. We've got friends like Marty who's done like open mic things or like comedy, I wouldn't say how to's, but like basically he's run seminars where like he's like, oh, like this is what I've done so far, and it's worked. And Marty Bright is a reasonably accomplished comedian in his own right. He's a very funny dude, and I learn a lot from him. Like in those instances, like
I don't
having
have any
stand up
any issue with Marty doing that because it was free.
Yeah,
you want to give free advice, fucking go nuts. Advice is free, but the minute you start charging for it is the minute I go, oh, how good are you at it? Like, yeah, it's a slippery slope because, like, if I give a $20 comedy lesson and I get everyone to pay $20 and I'm given my advice, that's a lot different to someone who's fucking got experience giving $20 lessons. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's like, how do you know that you're getting someone good? And the only way to do it is to go online and look them up and go like, oh, well, I find this guy funny, so like, I'll go to their course. Like, if I had a comic that I liked, say fucking, pick your comedian, whoever your favorite comedian is. If they were running a course on comedy, you'd fucking go and see them. For sure.
Yeah.
But I would feel bad if I was like, I don't know, like, I would think that if there was comedians that were that good, they would feel bad about taking people's money to do a course like that.
I feel like they'd just be like, I'd rather be using my time to sell shows.
Yeah. And like Ralphie May did that video that he sort of did for free. Well, he just went down to the comic store or whatever and talked to like young comics. Ari's done one. They didn't charge for either of those.
Yeah, exactly. And they're dudes who had Comedy Central specials.
Yeah, because if you're really like good at comedy, like you said, you'll be out doing shows. You won't have time to teach. Those who can do, which is what puts me off going to like a fucking comedy workshop.
Yeah.
And yeah, if it is someone that truly wants to give back to the comic community, then they'll do it for free.
Yeah.
So either wait for a free course to come up or get involved in the comedy scene so that you can get advice. Don't be a stooge and go to a fucking paid comedy thing.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I was talking to someone at a show a little while ago, and this particular person gets up every time and just kind of bombs. They do all... And they read off their phone and all of that stuff. And they were talking to me, and I said, look, man, you just need to get up on stage and say words into a microphone. So that's, like, you'll get better.
Mm.
You will get better. You can't... I say you can't not get better, but that being said, we know people who've not gotten better.
Yeah, us.
Yeah. Well, like, well. Dude... Well, no, we've gotten better. Like, you compared to you 2 years ago is much better.
Oh, thanks, man. My dick's so hard.
Fuck yeah.
I've been stroking it this whole time.
That's why I'm doing it.
It's the only time I get to wank these days.
Yeah.
Shaz, I'm doing a podcast. Don't come in. Secretly, yeah. I'm just masturbating the whole time while I listen to your voice.
Yeah. That's one of the things you highlighted there too, like fringe, comedy fringe. It's like, when you say that, it kind of sounds like, oh yeah, the majority of people don't find it funny. Fringe do. It's like
we've done fringe comedy. We did Dumbo Fringe. Doing fringe. Yeah,
fringe
is like,
festival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not really a fucking... The people who aren't in comedy, they're like, oh, he's done the Fringe Festival. He must be good. Ah, no. Anyone can do Fringe.
No.
No one knows that.
I paid... Yeah, no, we just paid to do a show during the Fringe Fest.
Yeah.
We weren't invited.
But most people don't know that. That's the thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're out of the business, you don't know. Nominated. Put that. Nominated as fucking whatever.
We were nominated. Best Newcastle podcast.
Yeah.
Nominated. You know how? We nominated ourselves.
I put my hat in the ring.
We nominated ourselves.
Oh, shit. It's got to go to that. Just didn't have the dress.
We lost.
Yeah.
We lost. And we didn't turn up to the show night.
No, I wasn't. I got a text from Mel like last minute. Hey, do you want to come to the show? I'm like, no, I do not. I don't want to go to lose.
Yeah. And pay to go to lose.
Yeah.
Do you think they're turning up to the Emmys and paying to go to the Emmys?
I don't know. I don't know how that shit works. Anyway, that's a fucking hour. I've got to go have some dinner.
Yeah, I've already had my dinner, so.
Very good, mate. Well,
fucking... Jump back in the main chat. This has been a good podcast. I reckon maybe the next time we do this, it might be even in person in the new studio.
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah, the new studio is fucking good to go. Tested out the integrity of the table.
Yep.
Yep.
Still
She's strong.
Shown you photos.
Oh, I'm not allowed.
Still haven't... No. Come on.
I've already asked. I'm not allowed.
Be a good sport.
No, mate. I asked. Fucking, it's a no-go. All right, we're going out on this song because this is going to get us pinged for copyright, but we don't make any money anyway, so enjoy. This song is about a prostitute who's making money so that her and her husband can fucking go to an apartment on the Gold Coast. Yep, bet you didn't think that was what this was about. Anyway, hopefully I've ruined that for you. Enjoy the boys light up, the Australian crawl.
Fuck yeah.
Alright. I'm gonna give it some spaghetti.
Alright, we can edit in the boys light up in post.
Yep.
I'll catch you later.
Yeah.